I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Some big news this week after basically telling everyone he was doing it at Kansas, Kyle Busch and Richard Childress Racing formally announced that Kyle will drive the number 8 Chevy Camaro in 2023. Tyler Reddick will still race for RCR. A number hasn't been announced, and no replacement has been named for the number 18 at Joe Gibbs Racing, but my guess, it'll be Ty Gibbs. Auto Club Speedway announced they will move forward with the plan to reconfigure the 2-mile track to NASCAR's next short track. The final race on the old surface will be February 25th. And finally, NASCAR announced the schedules for 2023 for all top three series. It'll be NASCAR's 75th season. They'll return to the LA Coliseum. The dirt race is back on the schedule. The Xfinity and Cup Series will run the first ever street course races in downtown Chicago in July. The Xfinity teams will race at Sonoma for the first time. The trucks join the Cup Series at the All-Star Weekend at North Wilkesboro Speedway. And the trucks will also return to the Milwaukee Mile for the first time since 2009. See the full schedule at NASCAR.com. All three series are back this weekend, racing underneath the lights at Bristol Motor Speedway. This half-mile high-banked oval has hosted NASCAR since 1961. The Camp & Roll Truck Series ran last night. Ty Majeski got his first win in the Truck Series and also locked himself into the Truck Series Final Four. That's a heck of a first win. The Xfinity teams run tonight. It's their regular season finale. 10 drivers are locked into the playoffs. 7 drivers have a chance to claim the 2 remaining spots. AJ Allmendinger leads the regular season championship, yet Ty Gibbs and Justin Allgaier within striking distance. The Food City 300 coverage begins at 7:30 tonight on USA Network. The Cup Series rolls into Thunder Valley for the elimination race of the round of 16 tomorrow night. The only driver locked into the next round is Christopher Bell, although most of the top 8 are expected to make the cut on points. That leaves Daniel Suarez, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, and Austin Dillon to battle for the remaining 4 spots. All are within 15 points of each other. Kevin Harvick is in a must-win situation to make the cut. As for the records at Bristol, Kyle Larson is the defending champ of the race. Kyle Busch leads the series with 8 wins here, and he's tied with Kevin Harvick for the most top 5s, 14 each. Brad Keselowski and Harvick have 3 wins each, and Harvick has scored 21 top 10s. And Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano each have a pair of wins. Kyle Busch also leads the driver ratings in the last 5 here, followed by Larson, Chase Elliott, Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney. Penske and Gibbs are tied with 13 wins. Hendrick has 12, and Chevy leads Ford 46-29, and Toyota has 12 wins. Full coverage of the Bass Pro Shops night race begins at 7:30 tomorrow night on USA Network. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, September 16th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.